to play, studying about that good old way.
I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And today we'll meet 16-year-old singer Tara Palazuelos. Tara is a 16-year-old junior at Forest Grove High School, where she is very active in her school's choir. And she's also a member of the Pacific Youth Choir, who you hear performing in the background. The recording is a Pacific Youth Choir chamber choir concert on Thursdays at 3 a few months ago. Tara loves music so much that she is seriously considering making it her career. So it may be surprising to learn that she only started singing relatively recently.
Yeah, I started in eighth grade, so it's only been about 4 years, which is crazy to think about it because I feel like I've been singing my entire life.
So how do you discover that you have a voice? How did you end up in choir?
I just signed up for school choir in middle school, and I was like, this is fun. So then I was like, okay, what else can I do with singing, and what else can I do? Because this would be a fun thing to do just in my free time. And so then I discovered Pacific Youth Choir, and then I was like, wow, this is amazing. I absolutely love this. And it just kind of took off from there.
So now you're active in your school choir and Pacific Youth Choir.
Yep.
In your free time, are you just constantly singing?
It certainly feels that way. And I think that's really nice. It's nice having something that you love that's also keeping you involved and connected.
So you said when you started singing, you thought it was amazing. Can you remember that feeling? Can you tell me about that feeling? Like, what did that feel like?
So I think there was one point where it was just like this all kind of clicked. And it was my first year in PYC, just having that like community. It was really magical. And I've never like experienced that before. I used to play violin when I was younger, and It's a solo instrument, and even the voice is also a solo instrument. It's really special having that community with other people and making magic through music. So
you played violin when you were little?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you just give it up, or?
I did. You know, when I got to middle school, I was really involved with other things. Like, I did a lot of dance at that point, and I didn't have time, and I never really fell in love with the violin, and I think that's what the difference was between that and singing for me, although now I love listening to the violin and stuff. It's amazing. But I think the difference was that I just really, really was completely enamored with singing.
And is it because, I'm just trying to imagine the difference. Like, violin, you're playing an instrument, but mm-hmm. singing, you are the instrument. Is that part of the difference?
I think it is. I think with singing, there's a certain level of vulnerability that might not be there with playing an instrument. At least that's how I felt personally, because, you know, it is your own body that is the instrument, like you said. It's you. And if, you know, there's so much room for error. And, you know, I don't know. I felt that when people criticized my singing, I felt it on a more personal level, just because it's like, it's not necessarily something, it's like, oh, the instrument did this. I am the instrument. I did this. I made the mistake, or whatever it may be.
I think that's so interesting, that word vulnerability, when you're talking about singing, especially for a group of teenage singers, I think. Mm-hmm. I've talked to a number of kids in the Pacific Youth Choir over the years, and everybody seems to really express a deep appreciation for the camaraderie in that choir and other choirs that they're involved with, too. And is there something tied up? I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this vulnerability thing. Is there something tied up in being in a group of singers all making themselves vulnerable like that?
Oh, yes. Like, there's something really special about, like, when we're just learning a new piece, and it's just so raw, and, you know, everything's not completely polished, but it's still, everybody feels it so much. And that's really special, I think, because even though it may not be the best it can be musically, you can really feel the heart of the piece, like, through everybody's voice. You know, everybody's voice is different. I feel like it's everybody's soul that is expressed.
And I love how openly you talked about being vulnerable in that way, because I think in the end, vulnerability is what enables us to connect with one another and really see one another and
absolutely
treat each other with kindness.
Yeah. And I think it's facilitated. Like, music is a good facilitator of vulnerability, because a lot of musicians, they have to put themselves out there, and that's a scary thing. But, you know, once you're singing, once you're doing whatever your trade is, it kind of all just melts away, and then you're just there, and it's just you and the music, and that's pretty cool.
When the Pacific Youth Choir's Chamber Choir recently came up to All Classical Portland to perform Thursdays at 3, and you guys did a number of pieces, far and away, the one that resonated with the audience was Down in the River to Pray, which is a tune that you begin in tandem with a fellow singer named Iris.
Yes.
And the audience was just gobsmacked by that performance. Can you talk about what it's like to not only sing that song, but also be one of the ones that starts it off?
Yeah, that song has really become a special song to myself because Iris is a close friend of mine, and so we get to sing that together. She starts it off, and then I join her. And it's just, I think that's one of my favorite songs that I've ever done with Pacific Youth Choir. I think that performance that we did with All Classical a couple months ago really solidified that, because, you know, we performed it in the studio, and then at the end of the show, we performed it once again, surrounding the audience. And that was really special because, you know, you're up close, and there were people crying. It was so heart-touching, and I was just filled to the brim with complete joy, just because I'm singing with some of my closest friends in the entire world, and we made beautiful music, and I think it's really special when music affects other people. I think you're doing something right when that happens, so everything just seemed to just fit perfectly, and it was a very special day for our choir.
I'm glad to hear that. It was a really special day for us here, too.
Yeah.
I've since seen videos of that moment after the broadcast was over when you encircled the audience and sang that. And I keep revisiting that moment and how unified the whole room felt. And that, I think, is like the magic of music.
Yeah,
right?
Because even the people not singing, the audience, they were in it, too. We were all, you know, in our own little bubble of music, not really concerned about what was happening outside of it. And it was really special. For sure.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As
as I went down in the river to play, studying about that good old way. And who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to play. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to play. Down in the river to pray. Down in the river to pray.
The Pacific Youth Choir Chamber Choir performed Down in the River to Pray on Thursdays at 3, February 25th, 2016. That piece starts off with a duet between a soprano and an alto, and it is that alto we're getting to know today. She's 16-year-old Tara Palazuelos. So singing in this choir, Pacific Youth Choir, and at your school, because you're really involved in singing at school too,
yeah.
Right? It feels like a commitment. It feels like a choice, and you're dedicated and focused, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's not something you can just be casual about.
Personally, no. I feel like I have to put in 110% effort in whatever I do, and even more when it's singing and choir, just because I feel like, for myself personally, that's how I want to go about it.
I'm trying to conjure up the next question in words. Let me see if I can... there's something about excellence. I feel like I talk to a lot of young musicians who just want to excel and be good and improve. Is that kind of at the root of wanting to put in 100%?
Absolutely. I mean, you really want to excel. I think there's a certain level of discipline that being a musician like warrants. And it's really neat, because I feel that a lot of young musicians have that discipline that, you know, maybe a lot of other high school students that don't really have music in their lives or something else of that sort that have that discipline. So it's pretty special, I think.
That's Tara Palazuelos. And support for On Deck with Young Musicians comes from YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, offering a residential summer arts camp at Salem's Willamette University, with programs in music, theater, visual arts, dance, and creative writing, as well as built-in leadership training programs and memories to last a lifetime. There's more online at ymainc.org. I'm Krista Wessel. Before I invite a young musician up to All Classical Portland for an interview, I ask them first to write out a brief biography, just a couple of casual paragraphs about themselves to get them thinking. Do you think it's a good exercise?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was like, I think it got me more comfortable with, like, being open about what I do and who I am, because I feel that a lot of the time it's not something that I necessarily am forward with.
Well, good. I'm glad. And thank you for doing it. And one of the things that tickled me is when you're listing some of the extracurricular things you do, you mentioned the German Club and your editor of the arts section of your school newspaper, the Sparrow Club, and the Young Feminists Club.
Yeah.
That leapt out at me. Tell me about that.
So it's actually a club that my friend just started this past year, and it's pretty great. We work, we partner with Pacific University and their Gender Equity Club. And so we have meetings like monthly, and we just talk about issues in social equity and predominantly how that affects women in like the whole feminist movement, which is really interesting. And it's really something that gets me excited, because I feel very passionately about social equity and stuff. And it's, you know, huge diversity. We have boys from our school from different grades, which is really exciting. And then we have, you know, from freshmen to seniors. And I absolutely love it. I hope that we get to educate more people and that it becomes something that we talk about more, particularly in my school.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's very cool to have young people, I feel, talk about this stuff, because a lot of the time young people get a bad rap for not being as involved politically or, you know, socially as they need to be. And I think that this really shows that young people can be interested in things that aren't just, you know, concerning social media or whatever, but something that actually has meaningful impact.
Sixteen-year-old Tara Palazuelos. She is a beautiful young woman with a bright mind and a golden voice. She's heading to Tanglewood this summer for a six-week music intensive, and I cannot wait to check in with her when she returns. I'm Krista Wessel, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And I want you to know that every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website. So to listen to this episode again, or any of the others that came before it, just head to allclassical.org, then click Programs, and then On Deck. And thank you so much for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.